The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is an especially joyful Easter Sunday, as it's the first Sunday with our new Holy Father. It's always an exciting time to see what the Holy Spirit has in store for the church with this Pope that was born here in the United States, just a few hours from us in Chicago. When they announced him, I realized that our own Bishop, Bishop Kimmy, was born in Shumway, Illinois, a couple hours from Chicago, a few hundred miles south of there, but around the same time as now Pope Leo. That it's crazy to think that very conceivable that they would have been in the same place at the same time. And now that person is the leader of the whole Catholic Church around the world with the help of the Holy Spirit, that he is the vicar of Christ for us. And so we rejoice in that gift and the fact that he knows us well and we can feel a closeness to him. But I also would offer a word of maybe caution that I think he's meant to be the Pope for the whole world, and he'll do that very intentionally. I usually tend not to call him an American Pope because I think that feels like we're trying to possess him and be like, he's going to do American stuff. And it's like, who knows what he's going to do? He's going to do whatever the church needs. So we're glad to have that closeness and fondness with Pope Leo, but also entrusting that he will be a good shepherd like Jesus was and show us that way back to God, our Father. When Pope Leo was introduced and he spoke in Italian, he quoted St. Augustine. He's an Augustinian, so he knows St. Augustine well. And he said, "With you, I am a Christian, but for you, I am a bishop." Beautiful and succinct quote from St. Augustine, I think, identifies exactly what Pope Leo wants to do as a good shepherd. At first, he wants to identify as a Christian, not as an American or a Chicagoan or even somebody that was in Peru for a long time. He doesn't want to identify as somebody that loves deep dish pizza or thin pizza. He doesn't want to identify as a Chicago White Sox fan or a Chicago Cubs fan, which there was a lot of drama about this past week. All of those things are very much secondary for him to being a disciple of Christ. And with that, I think he truly sees that as something equal he has with everyone throughout the world that is Catholic and that follows Jesus. That in some ways he's not special as the Pope. That in that way he is just a Christian like all the rest of us. And that we should all have that same singular, most important identity as a follower of Jesus, as one of the members of the flock of the Good Shepherd. But his quote did not end there. He said, "But for you, I am a bishop, and for you, I am the Pope." That because we are followers of Christ, it calls forth a mission from us. That our lives as Christian is never just meant to be for myself, but is meant to be laid out for others, for the flock that is entrusted to me, just like all of humanity was entrusted to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Our flocks are usually not that big, and that's okay. I don't think I could handle a flock that big. But nonetheless, we are called not to just live for ourselves, but to live for others. And I think Pope Leo sees that as a good thing. Not always as an easy thing, but as a thing that draws us into union with Christ, our Savior, with the Good Shepherd. Even on when he was speaking in his first homily to all the cardinals in the Sistine Chapel the day following his election, Pope Leo spoke a few words in English, actually, at the beginning of the homily. You can find them on the internet. And he said, "I thank you, brother cardinals, for electing me to this position, but I view it both as a cross and as a mission." He didn't say that it was a cross in some sort of sad way, but he knows that there are certain things that change now that he is the Pope. And I heard his brother saying that he was planning to come home to Chicago in 3 weeks. And his brother joked and he said, "I have a feeling we are going to Rome instead of him coming to Chicago now." And there were lots of plans that probably he had before he came the Pope. But one of the crosses, one of the sacrifices is that all those things become secondary. Secondary to his role as the Bishop of Rome and the Vicar of Christ on earth. Some of those things require sacrifice, but I don't think Pope Leo sees that as a sadness. Certainly things that he would maybe rather do, but he sees a joy in uniting himself in those sacrifices out of love for the church and out of love for Christ. Because those crosses are always united to the mission, to being able to serve others and not just do things for ourselves. Brothers and sisters, I think that's what it means to be a good shepherd, to follow after Christ. Certainly, I hope that I'm able to do that as a priest, and I pray that many world would be open to those kinds of vocations in the priesthood and in religious life. To be able to take on those crosses and sacrifices and do it in the mission of the church, to be able to do it out of love for others. But I've always thought it was odd to think of those vocations as kind of separate, as if maybe priesthood and religious life are somehow a higher connection to Jesus. They're certainly different than the married life, but I don't think they're better or different. Because I believe that in marriage, especially as mothers and fathers, that many of you are also called to carry a similar cross and to do things out of a mission for others. Those sacrifices and crosses that we take on are not just as some sort of punishment or means to enact some pain upon ourselves. They're crosses we embrace and take on out of love for others. That actually lead us on a mission to living for others as Jesus did. I do think it's very fitting today that we celebrate Mother's Day. We remember our mothers who freely embraced many crosses out of love for each of us. Many physical pains and physical tolls that come upon a mother and her body, but especially the sacrifices of her time and her own desires. I see my sister with her four little boys, and how often they just cry, "Mom." And I know she loves it, but sometimes I think she's kind of tired of it. Some days it's a huge cross, and she says, "Could you just say Dad like once or twice, maybe?" But as a mother, that is one of the great crosses, is that out of love for these children, you are always there to comfort them, to lead them, and to assist them. It's not always easy. It is often a small way to die to yourself. What a joyful way to be united to Christ the Shepherd. To lay down our own lives on behalf of another. Because that cross is always meant to unite us to a mission. That though it's much different from the mission of now Pope Leo, I think it is similar in that it calls us to be like Christ the Good Shepherd. To take on those crosses, but also see them as a way to pour out ourselves for others. To love the flock entrusted to us, and to be like Jesus each and every day. Brothers and sisters, let us pray in a special way today for our new Holy Father, for Pope Leo, that he will certainly be a good shepherd for us and the church throughout the world. He will be a living example of that shepherding love of Christ. He'll embrace those crosses and sacrifices out of a love of the mission of the church. Let us also pray for each of us, that we ourselves can notice in our vocation a similar call to take up our cross and to live in the mission of the church. Maybe not going off to far off lands or doing things that seem much more difficult, but that in the people that we are entrusted to care for, in our families and those closest to us, we too can be united to Christ, the Good Shepherd, taking on those sacrifices lovingly and joyfully, willingly and obediently offering our lives for others, joyfully realizing that that life with Christ is much better than anything we can choose for ourselves. And that way, little by little, our lives here on earth will point towards the life of heaven, where we will rejoice with Christ the Good Shepherd in union with God the Father, knowing that anything that is in his possession, he will not lose. That everything that the Father has given him will be joined to him in the heavenly kingdom.